Welcome to Metamore Chats, the pleasure podcast where me and my boyfriend's other girlfriend help you to deepen your intimacy and better understand alternative relationship structures. Hi, I'm Fifi. I'm bisexual and polyamorous, so obviously I'm selfish and greedy.
And I'm Gabby. I'm also bisexual and polyamorous, so obviously I just love cheating.
No. We're just two femmes who happen to have the same partner, whose name is Bear. But Gabby and I are not dating.
No, we are just really good friends. And you're watching the third episode of Metamore Chats. Last week was Baby Sled Advice, where we shared stories about us at play parties and how we met.
There are so many different kinds of play parties, though. So today we're going to talk about a specific kind for anyone who's into kink. Have we been to a kink play party together?
No, but we should. Wait, no, we have. I'm bugging. Yes, we have.
Oh, we really have? Oh my gosh. Lola Jean's kink parties are my top.
Phenomenal.
My top fave. I just think that Lola really does it, excuse me, y'all. Lola really does it right in terms of creating safer space, which is what we're going to get into a little bit today. I think workshops and like going to spaces that are curated by professionals is always a good idea. Before we jump into the density of this topic, because kink is huge, I guess we should cover some words, right? Like a scene is a pre-negotiated agreement is what I like to think of it as, between consenting parties. So you have to have enough information to know what you're consenting to, and limits will apply.
Yeah, and that's why IBS is great, which is a abbreviation that I got from Baron Fifi. It's intentions, the feelings you want to have at the end, boundaries or your limits, and sexual desires or specific things that you have desire to experience.
Right. Yeah. So it was intentionally created with kind of queers in mind because of the pipeline that we seem to have for IBS. But the idea really came from kink and seeing how these scenes have to be negotiated. And a really good place to start is with the feeling that you want to have and just like kind of what you want to experience at the start of it. And instead of explaining it, I guess we figured it would be the best to just give you an example, like a real life kind of negotiated scenario. So we're gonna get into some roles just to demonstrate what sharing IBS with someone can be like in real life.
Absolutely.
BIDS is another way to think of it if you don't want to say IBS, by the way, because the structure is the same. Effie Blue is a coach who used that one, so you could say that too. And I would be like, yeah, I would love to have some IBS with you. Or go through some bids. And the reason we made it IBS is because we like starting with intentions. So should I go first?
Yes. What are your intentions?
Okay. So I have intention to step into my dominance tonight at this event in this evening. I've been feeling really drawn towards providing pleasure and like what it means to be a giver.
My intention is to go with the flow. I didn't really have anything planned, but I wanted to go with the flow, and the flow is nice so far.
The flow is nice. Wow. So this is the boundary section, and my only boundary is really that you not even a little bit be concerned with providing anything to me in this experience.
That's hot. My only limits really are like, I love impact, but I don't like any implements being used on me in public places because I'm Black. So I don't want no whips, no things that look similar to a chattel slavery implement.
Thank you for sharing that with me.
I loved it, actually.
I Hope you'll join me in my desire to put my hands on your ass and potentially spank a little here and there if you like it.
Absolutely. I too have that sexual desire. And might I add, I would love to feel like a good little slut.
The what kind of code system will or the communication system will work for you in case you need to slow down or pause?
Right. For, people who are more familiar with the term safe word, we don't like to use it because it implies a safety that's not actually there just because you have a word. And I don't even like having to talk, honestly. So I'm gonna do two taps on like my thigh or something when I want to tap out.
Cool. Heard. I will pay very close attention as it is my duty to provide pleasure to you in this experience, and I look so forward to
And that's how you do
it.
it. Now, if somebody approached me like that, I would bust it wide open, honestly. Damn, no
That
point.
is, I think, exactly. I think these, there's no such thing as safe sex. We can only do everything in our ability to create as safe as possible as we're able to. And that's why not consuming too much alcohol is a great idea. Like if you're trying to combine play and, approaching people, and this is all about just making it safer for all of us, okay? Like if we can all start to make it normal to have these kinds of conversations, then we won't even be having conversations about is kink abuse. You feel me?
Right, right. What I will say is, like, when I think about the vanilla sex, or not vanilla sex, but the sex I was having outside of non-monogamy and outside of kink spaces and outside of sex positive spaces, right? So many men are like, oh, I'm just gonna smack her ass. Like, there's not, like, there's like a lot of assumptions, a lot based on like porn templates, which is like, I love porn, but like, it's a whole library of videos for you to select like your like experiences from, not to like mimic and use it necessarily as sex education. But then there's just like some guy being like, oh, I saw this in a porn once, I'm just gonna slap the shit out of her. And then you're like, whoa, what the fuck? That's more abusive to me than like a consensual dynamic where I'm like, I want someone to spank my ass and tie me up or whatever the fuck.
This was, we just taught queering sex, and the sex escalator was the star of the show, really. Like, that was the thing we were deconstructing because this arc needs to change. Like, we need to stop going in that same exact order where who gets centered? Who?
Men. Oh my God, after we went to Play Fight Play Party, right? And I saw so many men who were like really more in their submission, right? And I thought that was really cool. And at the time, I was flirting with this guy, and I could tell, like, based on how he's talking about sex, like, he's not a dom. But then I said I went to Play Fight Play Party, and he was like, oh, I'm a dom or whatever. And I was like, first of all, you don't know nothing about what you're saying right now. But second of all, it's like the him connecting masculinity to needing to be a dom. And then when I explained the fabric of the party and like what I had learned in a neutral way without trying to be like, actually, you're wrong. I was just like, well, here's my experience. He was like, oh, I hadn't even considered maybe I would be more on the submissive side. And then me, no way. But he didn't know enough, so I don't talk to him no more. But he left with a lesson.
You gifted him that. You gifted him that. It is so con like it is a plague, really, this
It is.
perception of how sex is supposed to go. It dictates so much about how most of us show up to relationships and like our lives. Like so few of us give ourselves the time to even ask, why do I even think that this is the way this is supposed to go? And like it's so deep that we really deeply are able to convince ourselves that we're deriving pleasure from this experience. And I happen to believe it is because of like, especially people conditioned as women, just the ways we are rewarded to re say yes to men and quickly. This came up in the other podcast too in the other episode, that it's just the reward systems are there, and we have to like get vulnerable enough in our intimate encounters and just get used to doing these like simple things. Like that was not that hard. And like the other thing that
Right.
we didn't demonstrate is just like, what did we do before we, because we already knew each other, that made it a little easier to start. But if this was a complete stranger, you would go up, be like, "What's up? My name is this. This is my pronouns. What are yours?"
Right? Like, I love a good can I talk to you? That makes me want to talk to you more because you asked.
Right? And like not making assumptions. That's what a lot of us take so that's what takes the most time, honestly, is reviewing and assessing all the assumptions that we're making all the time. And I think sexually, at the very minimum, we can stop making assumptions there. Like we want to. That's the thing. We really want to. We
I remember
do.
when I first met you, there I like you caught an assumption in real time, and literally like you, I think you watched my brain rewire because you were talking about subspace, and I was like, I don't really get it. I've never experienced, right? And which is like a statement that's so rooted in my own like lens. And then you were like, well, and then you described your experience with subspace, and I was like, well, I'm definitely centering myself too much in this conversation. So I was like, I'll circle back. Anyway, I circled back and now I get it. The assumption that I was making is that because I had not already experienced subspace, that it was not a location I could arrive at.
Never underestimate your own human potential, your own potential as a living being, I would
For
say.
sure.
Especially with pleasure.
Because I was so rooted in my own like assumptions, I was like, oh no, that's like a you thing. And it's really not.
Was me with my abortion. That's how I felt when it finally happened to me, and I was in that position. I was the first one to get up and fight anybody who was talking about the get pro-life stuff. I was like, oh, please get over, just stop. And then there I was in that position, and I was like, damn, I never wanted to be here. Tell me how I found out I was pregnant in a dream. That shit was crazy. That's some bruja shit. That's some, because I was on an IUD. This is all sexual health.
Based on everything I know about,
This is all sexual health stuff. Be careful with those IUDs.
I don't. Well, I can't have kids. I haven't had a period in like 3 years. But
Is that a thing you're happy about?
I feel neutral about it. It's not like if I had wanted to make a baby, my mom didn't want me to. She was like, "Olivia should have it."
Screaming, not your mom.
But so I just feel fine about it.
That's really cool. That's a huge pressure that I hear from my clients. And like, that's just, I think, another testament to this push-pull that we feel socially. Honestly, yeah, I know I'm pushing it, but if we just like stop and ask ourselves more often, like checking in with, do I really want this to be happening? Is there something that I can ask for and advocate for in this experience? And like, can I co-create this with this person and hear what they have to say and hold their truth while sharing mine with them all at once? Is that possible?
Yeah, the problem is people have their vision, they have their assumptions, and they're like, I want to have a threesome. I want to run a train. I have to do it this night in this exact way, or I'm not going to have a successful night. And like, I mean, it seems so frantic. I think about like going to like a college party, right? You tell someone like, maybe you're too drunk to fuck tonight. What about get that man's number, hit him back tomorrow? And they look at you like you've told them to go jump off a cliff.
Just can we all take a collective breath? I know this is very woo-woo of me, but I really just think we all need it.
Breath is important for your health. So anyone who's like, it's too woo-woo, it's like, well, read a study. So you
Thank
got it.
you. Oh my God. You are the best. I want to talk with forever with you. I can talk to you forever. I think we've covered IBS, how to use it, what is kink really, and so that we're not making this assumption that it's an immediate escalator to things, and how to avoid just escalating to assumptions. Next week, we have another good one for y'all.
We have a guest, so exciting! Woo, boom, 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 boom. Because I know last week I was like, we have a surprise next week, and there's no surprise. I got the dates mixed up. My bad, guys. But we have Jess from Remodeled Love coming with
The one, the
their metamor.
only.
Yeah, with their metamor, so we can have a real metamor chat.
This is so freaking cute. I cannot. I love.
So you can catch new episodes every Thursday. We're gonna get back in our vibe next week, because we missed Thursday this week, but we had a lot going on. And just like always, you can go to metamoreculture.com for show notes and episode tips or whatever. Resources.
All the goodies. All the goodies. So many resources. Gab Alexis.